A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's that time of the week again. Welcome back, everyone. It's Monday. Did everybody have a good weekend? What did everyone get up to? To be fair, I had a fairly quiet weekend. I only really did something on the Friday, so does that even count as the weekend? Although I feel like these days, people's weekends kind of start on a Thursday. Thursdays are like a good day to go out. I don't know if a lot of people like work from home on a Friday or like have later starts on a Friday, but Thursday nights always seem to be like, I would so much rather go out on a Thursday. Do you know what I mean? But Friday, I was back home, back in Surrey. We had a big group of us had like a belated Christmas meal. So there was like an exchange of secret Santa gifts and stuff. It got postponed at Christmas because people were ill and all sorts. So it was actually nice to go back and see everyone and not have like that distance. And because normally I don't go home too often, so there's normally a bit of distance and like time in between each visit. So it was nice to like see everyone again and it not actually feel like it, too much time had passed. But other than that, a relatively quiet weekend for me. That seems to be the case most weekends. Although when I got back yesterday, so I'm recording this Sunday night, when I got back yesterday, I'd like told myself all week that I really wanted my cheat day. I have like one day of the week where I just like eat whatever. Like, you know, it's something I look forward to. I think that in my mind helps me sort of stay on track. Like I tell myself that's my like reward at the end of the week. I like after eating like healthy throughout the week. And then it also gives me a chance to like satisfy any cravings that I might have. Because I feel like if you really suppress things that you want and crave, then that's when you're more likely to, I hate the term like falling off the wagon, but you know what I mean. I feel like it just helps me sort of stay on track. May not be the quickest way of doing things, but you know, I just want to do things like the healthiest way, like in my mind, and for me that works. Anyway, I don't know why I need to explain that, but I, if you follow me on TikTok, which I'm being a lot more active on TikTok, I feel like you guys should follow me on there if you're not already. But I made a TikTok saying, and you guys might be listening and you might be in the same boat. My For You page for the last week has been these like ASMR type videos, mukbangs, like whatever you want to call them, of people eating Wingstop chicken tenders. And they just looked so fucking good, like so juicy, so tender, so just like, I mean, when people were eating it, like you could really hear the like crunch and the juice of the chicken tender. If you're listening to this on a Monday morning, like on the way to work or like something, I'm really sorry if I'm now making you crave juicy chicken tenders from Wingstop at like, I don't know, 8 a.m. or whatever the time is that you're listening. Because this was me the other day. I literally woke up and like duetted a TikTok being like, why the fuck is it 9 a.m.? And I want to order like whatever these are, like sticky Korean barbecue chicken tenders. But that's what I did on the Saturday night. I was like, I've been waiting for this all week. I need to see if they're good. We actually have a couple of wing stops in Manchester. And I already know for like the next time if I ever get them, I'm definitely going to go in and get them and not order them because they came kind of cold, which was sad. And I got the Hawaiian flavor. I don't know why. I was just craving. I could, like, envision what that would taste like. Like, slightly spicy, slightly sweet. Because isn't a Hawaiian pizza the one with, like, pineapple on it? Like, ham and pineapple. Is that a Hawaiian? I've never eaten that. I don't plan to fuck with that pizza ever. But in terms of chicken tenders, I was kind of thinking, like, spicy sweet chicken, crispy. Sounds good to me. And I got some of the fries as well. So you can go to my TikTok to, like, listen to me eat that if that's of any interest to you. But overall, at 7 out of 10. I commented on the fries being, like, they're really sweet. I got them Wingstop style, because there was a few variations. And people were commenting on the TikTok being, like, Wingstop put sugar on their fries. And that low-key made me feel a bit ill afterwards. I was like, oh, God. Like, I knew what I was eating was, like, not the best, but, like, sugar on chips. That's kind of bizarre to me. Although I was, when I was younger, one of those people that had McDonald's fries and I would dunk them in, like, a milkshake or a McFlurry. Don't fucking knock it till you try it. And I know I've just shat on the fact that Wingstop put sugar on their fries, but McDonald's chips in a McFlurry or a milkshake is different. It slaps different. It's like a whole different, delicious, delectable twist on sweet and salty.
Questions is normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
So for this week's episode, I feel like I needed to have a self-therapy session. And I feel like I've done things like this before and you guys really enjoyed it. I think it was my one about why I think I might be single forever and I'm okay with that. Like, honestly, just using this episode to dump, like, what is going on in my brain so I don't drive myself insane. And then in hopes of, like, doing that, maybe I give myself some advice or you guys can give me advice, or if you really needed to hear this conversation, like, I can help you in some way. Like, this is just meant to be like a self-therapy session. I've got my decaf tea here. Sorry, just to prove it, and a little bit of ASMR. We are moving past the food ASMR, okay? We're getting onto the good stuff and what this episode's actually going to be about. And I really just wanted to touch on friendships in general, but maybe more specifically just like navigating friendships through your 20s, because I feel like it's that transitional years of your life where you either stick with the friends from school, or like obviously that's kind of where you start with because, you know, they're all you've ever known. And then as you grow up, like, I feel like these are the years that, yes, you're young and like having fun, but like you just learn so much about yourself. Like, you probably over the duration of like 10 years become like so many different people, like really just like finding who you truly are. And something that can get affected by that is your friendships, in the sense of you might outgrow some people, you might leave people behind, you might have to cut them off, you make new friends with the same interests as you. I really just feel like it's such a, well, it can be just such a complex time. And I personally have been through like the ringer with friends, not necessarily always in like bad ways, but I feel like I can be quite strong-minded when it comes to friendships. And I feel like I really know what I want, and like friendships are really important to me because I don't know if it's because I'm single. I feel like that's one factor of it, because, you know, my friendships and my family, obviously, are like all that I have and what I depend on. You know, I'm very good at being on my own. Do not get me twisted on that. Like, I love my own company, sometimes like too much, because then I think maybe that's why I'm quite specific with my time, who I give my time to, who I'm putting effort into. Because, yeah, like I said, don't get it twisted. Like, I can quite easily be on my own and be okay with that. And I just had like a few things recently where I really needed to like take a step back and ask myself, like, number one, is it really like that deep? Am I overreacting? You know, like, is it, like I said, because I don't have a boyfriend that therefore like I'm making this a bigger deal than it needs to be? Or was it actually just like shitty, like a shitty situation? You know, like, was I actually right to feel that way? I feel like whatever you feel is always right. You're entitled to your own opinions and, like, and your feelings. It's just the way that you choose to act upon them that is what's considered, like, right or wrong by people, you know? So there was just a couple of incidences, and just, like, I had, like, a bit of a down weekend, I'm not gonna lie, like, last weekend. And it was so bizarre because I feel like if this had all been sort of spread out over, like, a few weeks, it probably wouldn't be a big deal, you know? But it was because it all happened literally, like, a day after another. Like, all of my plans that I had, bar, like, one, got cancelled because, like, no one spoke to me. I know that sounds really bizarre and, like, sad, which it kind of was at the time. But, like, yeah, just, like, I don't know. I think it's because I wouldn't do something like this. I spoke about this a little bit on my YouTube, which kind of inspired this episode, because so many of you were so responsive to, like, what I'm about to say and, like, kind of what I already said, like, on my YouTube video. But yeah, I'm a massive communicator, sometimes to my own detriment, in the sense of sometimes I overcompensate with communicating. Like, sometimes I say way more than I have to and, like, over-explain myself. Over-explaining myself is definitely, like, a flaw that I have. Like, I don't need to do that. And because these are characteristics that I have, and I feel like a lot of people do this, is therefore we expect the same from other people. And when we don't get that, we're very upset and maybe quite reactive to what's happened. But, you know, some people just aren't good at communicating, and that's a flaw that they have. But yeah, like I said, I really needed to take a step back and remind myself of that, because you just end up breaking your own heart when you expect people to treat you the same way that you would treat them. And I know that's kind of the mantra and what we should do in life, but, and you know, it's life. People don't do that, and people are set in their ways and who they are. Our biggest power is, like, being unique, and that kind of means that we're not all the same. And finding people that do communicate and have the same communication style as you is super important. But when it's not, is it worth losing friendships over? I don't know. Or, like, relationships over? I don't know if that's a deal breaker, you know? So yeah, like I said, there was just a few things where, like, I don't know, someone would suggest making a plan, I would say yes, like, you know, let me know, etc., etc. I even, like, specifically said, you know, if you think for any reason, like, you might cancel, can you just, like, let me know? And they were like, yeah, sure. Like, you set a time, a place, and then lo and behold, the next day, just didn't hear from them. And I even said, like, hello, you know? And, like, there was, what was there? Oh, yeah, like, another plan. I was meant to be going to a friend's for dinner. And again, like, had spoken about it the night before, but hadn't specifically set a time or anything. So on the day of, I said, like, you know, let me know what time to come over. Radio silence until, like, later on in the evening. And, you know, you just think, like, I don't know, like, you know, do people just think I won't understand? Is it me? Like, do people think I'm going to be upset or, like, reactive if people cancel on me? I say this literally while, you know, doing sort of, like, a podcast on this sort of thing, but, you know, hopefully in my tone I'm not coming across as angry. Like, I'm not, like, I'm just, like, literally explaining what happened. And, you know, the excuses and reasoning was just a bit like, I don't really understand why that therefore means, like, no one could have told me, like, throughout the day that, you know, this wasn't gonna go ahead. You know, it just saves me getting ready. And I was explaining this to Hannah and Mads as well, like, sort of, like, that this kind of stuff had happened. And Mads was saying, like, she remembers, like, when she was single, like, you know, she wasn't trying to make me feel bad or anything, just sort of saying, you know, these plans with your friends, like, this, not like that's all that you have, but, like, that's what you're excited for. And she was so right. I was like, yeah, exactly. That's why I think I feel so, like, it sounds really, like, drastic to say, but just, like, let down by, like, friends in that sense sometimes. But I don't, like, mean it so drastically. It's just, like, the way that I can't help but feel that way, you know? I just like need to know if my feelings are valid or am I just overthinking it? Because I also, one of my strengths, I think, is that I can really, I think I'm very understanding. Like, that's why just then when I was like, do people not think that I would understand that? Of course I would understand that. You know, like I've been there when you don't want to do something because you're fucking knackered or like whatever. But like I said, I can communicate that and be like, oh my God, do you know what? I'm so sorry. I just feel utterly wank today. Like, and I want to like be my best when I hang out with you. Like I want to have a good time and I just don't feel like I can have a good time. And it's not you. It's literally me. Like I'd feel shit, which is my fault. Sorry for being so shit about it. Let's do another day. Like, how could, as, like, best mates, like, how could you not, like, understand something like that? Like, and that's all it takes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think for me, it was, like, there was no, like, intent to maybe, like, reschedule. So, therefore, it was, like, if you don't want to hang out, like, you can just say, you know? But then, yeah, I feel like I'm going, like, back and forth on between the points. But, you know, I am very understanding in the sense of, like, everyone has their own life and like shit going on, you know. Sometimes you're just like completely wiped. People have, you know, other relationship issues that I don't have, and therefore they might not want to talk about it, but then it just kind of means that they don't want to do this plan because they've got their own shit to sort out, like, or like their own like mental health problems or like just anything like that, you know. Like I try to be like the most understanding person that I can be. But then I think this is why I needed to record this podcast, because there's just like, I am understanding, but I just didn't understand that and like what was going on and like, was it me? Like, was I overreacting? You know, and it's like all fine now in the sense of like, no friendship's been lost, you know what I mean? But when I was talking about this on my YouTube, lots of you were saying like, it's kind of a deal breaker for you, like bad communication and like, that is people being like bad friends. But then we're in these years of our lives where, yes, you should be having like the best time with like your friends and stuff. But I'm sort of slightly more on the latter side of the 20s. Like I'm 26. People don't want to like always hang out like in the evenings and stuff. And like, that's okay. That like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm just ranting and it's all word vomit at this point, but you know what I mean? Like, why didn't anyone warn us that, you know, slowly but surely a lot of friends fizzle out and that's actually okay? Like, you know, I saw a TikTok that said, why doesn't anyone talk about how lonely it is having standards and self-respect? As soon as you start setting boundaries and not settling for less than you deserve, like, where the fuck is everyone? Like, it's quiet here, okay? And, like, is that the compromise? Is that the sacrifice? I don't know. I'm sure there are people in relationships and friendships and you've got the balance and you've nailed it. And, like, can you just let me know where you found these people? Did you get that from Amazon?
Nothing is going to be off limits.
So, yeah, that was just my little rant, like venting, self-therapy session of just asking myself important questions. I think it's always important to ask yourself questions, hold yourself accountable if necessary, really take steps back from situations just to really, you know, process it and make the right choice. And if that means taking some time away, if that means just laying low and like being reclusive for a little bit, I feel like that's worth it, as long as you come out the other side like maybe with some answers and some closure from the situation, or just like a better understanding. And then, yeah, whatever that decision is going forward, you'll just be more at peace. And I feel like, especially being single, I like, it's important to, I don't know, talk about this kind of stuff, like not just with like with myself, but just like say it out loud. I feel like I always on my YouTube say like, I'm sorry for the word vomits. I just need to like say it out loud sometimes, you know. But I did ask you guys on the Rated R podcast Instagram. I asked you, I feel like it's kind of like a question of the week, I suppose, this week, of just what's something that surprised you about friendships in our 20s, whether that be good or bad, an interesting, you know, thing that you've noticed, a reoccurring thing that you've noticed. Because I just wanted to, you know, not only make my situation feel like maybe a little bit better, but just understand the other problems and, like, if I can give any advice as well. This isn't just a self-therapy session for me. It is hopefully for you guys too to get some answers because, you know, I feel like nobody does warn you about friendships in your 20s and just how they're kind of like, not like make or break. Some, I guess some are, but like, it's just navigating them is just so difficult sometimes, as well as everything else that's going on. You just, friendships are so important to have. So just like, what's the word I'm trying to say? Like wiggling out the right ones. What word am I trying to say? Just, you know, navigating your way and like, what? Oh my God, it's really going to piss me off. What word am I trying to say? Just fizzling out the bad ones, keeping the good ones, you know. No one really talks about that process in life and like how to deal with it. Like there's not lessons for that in school. I had a lot of submissions for this one. And some are going to be relatable to people and some maybe are quite specific. But let's start off with this one. That once you have a baby, your non-mother friends stop asking how you are when actually you need them the most. It's hard. 20-something friendships are fickle. That's something that actually, that's such a lie. I was going to say, I feel like having kids at like a younger age, like around your mid-20s, was way more common, like for our parents and stuff, than it is these days. I feel like in this generation, most people like either were having kids way younger, like just turning 20, 21, that kind of vibe, or it's like none at all. And I feel like quite happy for the people that did have babies quite young that there were like loads of people sort of doing the same thing that you could, and we had things like social media. So therefore there could be like a community for that, like, you know, genre of people that decided to have kids like quite young, because it's obviously a very daunting, very scary time. You know, a lot of people say that your mid-20s are for you to like live your best years, go wild, go crazy, and like then settle down. You know, these are the years to do that. But obviously when you decide, or maybe you didn't decide, but you know, like you choose to have a baby at a very young age, that is basically like, not to say that you don't go out at all, but the next 18 years or so of your life is, it's changed forever. You know, you've got to raise and look after like a whole nother human. That's crazy. And you're forced to mature super quickly. You obviously have different responsibilities and priorities. So therefore, you know, it's unsurprising that friendships will change because, you know, your other 21-year-old friends want to be going out and blacking out every night. And like, you know, their biggest problem in life is like someone on Tinder like didn't match that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the situations in both lives change. But I feel sad that your friends aren't, you know, asking how you are, because that shouldn't change no matter what happens. I'm assuming it's just because maybe you're not seeing each other anymore, or you're obviously so busy with a baby, the communication has changed on both sides. Like I can definitely relate to you in the whole like no one's asking how you are type of thing. And I feel like it's so, when you say it out loud, it feels such like a selfish thing to say. But
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's not, you know, like, this is obviously just relating it to my situation of what, like, how I felt over the weekend. Obviously, you've got a baby and so many other things going on. So, like, I can't relate to that. But I can just relate to sort of the not checking in thing. Like, I just kind of wanted to say, like, why doesn't anyone care about my feelings? You know, why am I the one that has to compromise on how I feel and who I am to, like, suit everyone else? Like, why doesn't anyone think, like, oh, you know, Rachel's massive on communication, so, like, maybe I should message her and just let her know? Like, do you know what I mean? Why do I have to be the one that constantly feels shit because people don't want to... I don't, like, do you know what I mean? Like, when do people put my feelings, like, high up on their list? I'm not saying put it before your feelings or anything like that, but, you know, like, if you're meant to be friends with someone, you should want to check in, you should want to see how they are. So I can totally relate to you, like, on that, in the sense of, you know, you've probably got so many things that you can't talk to a baby about, and maybe you don't want to talk to your partner, or if you don't have a partner, you know, you don't want to talk to your family about. So even though you're a young mum, you still want your friends. That obviously should never change. Okay, so this person sent in quite a few things that surprised them. First of all, they said that you fall out a lot. Again, that's going to be relatable to some people, because some people might be like, bitch, what? Like, I've had the same 3 friends since school. We're best friends. Like, we have been ever since. Like, you know, ride or dies, don't fall out. But, you know, I think a lot of people can relate that you do fall out a lot because you're ever changing and you're growing into different people. And, you know, a lot of the people that you're friends with from school, like, yes, for, again, some, what I'm saying doesn't apply to everyone, but you are sort of friends with them by default. Like, you just went to the same school. You'll have a few things in common with those people. So you'll be friends, like, by default, in the sense of you see them every single day, you hang out, like, you are just kind of, like, forced to make friends in environments like that. And then as you grow up and you get your own freedom and you're more of an adult and you can do other things that you enjoy and they might not necessarily want to do those things or enjoy them, then, you know, you're going to want to hang out with people that do. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's always a case of, like, falling out, because when I hear that term, I think of arguments and fights and stuff. And I think we need to normalize that parting ways as friends doesn't equal beef always, like, not all the time anyway. Following on from that, like, somebody said that sometimes friendships die out and that's okay. It can be hard to maintain friendships with friends who are in different stages of life to you. Absolutely. Again, I think that relates back to, you know, the person before about being a mother. Again, that being at different stages can change things so much. You see, it's like such a common thing. And that's why it's such a fucking head fuck. Because when you're younger, don't you just think that you're going to hang out with your friends forever? Like, when you look at your parents and you just think, like, oh my God, why don't, you know, you hang out with your friends all the time. Like, you just think it's a forever thing. And, like, at what point does that all change, you know? Like, I was thinking about this the other day. I can't remember who I said it to, but... And not that it's been my last time. I'm sure I will go again in the future. Like, you just never know when it's your last time, like, doing something sometimes. Like you never know maybe when it's going to be your last time in a nightclub until, you know, you haven't been to one in, like, 3 years and you don't want to go again and you're like, fuck, I can't remember the last time that I went because you didn't even know that was going to be the last time that you went, you know? Someone else said that it's actually hard to make friends. I mean, I feel like this relates kind of back to, you know, school friends and when you're older, unless you're, like, at work and stuff, but I feel like a lot of people... you know, would call them your work friends per se, and you have your, like, natural friends from, like, in an outside separate group. But there's very rare times, besides obviously being in an office or a work environment as you get older, that you are kind of forced to be in a group or, like, in a room with loads of people every day, you know, for you to be able to make friends with. You just, you don't really hear about people just randomly, like, going out one night and, like, just making friends. Or maybe you do. Maybe it's, like, from the girl in the bathroom or, like, something in the club or whatever, and you just clicked. Or, like, I feel like the most common way is, like, being introduced via, like, your natural friends that you've had for ages. I feel like that's always the way, but again, not always the case. I think it's all about putting yourself out there, and whether that be, like, doing hobbies or, like, clubs, because that is literally the only way to meet new people, is to it be, like, a school environment type thing and be in a room, like, and see, like, these people, like, every week. And where do you do that if it's not, like, at a club, as in, like, a hobby type of club or a class or just something like that? But that can just be, like, so daunting to put yourself out there and do. But it's definitely a resolution and something that I've thought about, in the sense of mainly more for, like, a relationship type of thing. I just think to myself, like, in the industry that I am in, it's so, like, solo and independent. And because it's kind of, like, beauty, lifestyle, the kind of people at events, like, my work events that I see are either a girl or they're gay. Neither of those are particularly my love, like, interests, do you know what I mean? So for me to meet, like, straight men is actually quite hard unless I put myself out there. So I'm really just learning and trying to pluck up the confidence to do that, and just trying to think to myself, like, where am I going to meet these people? Somebody said that it's okay to let toxic ones go. You will make new friends even in your 20s, and they might end up being some of your close friends. To be fair, like, a lot, pretty much, like, all of my friends, well, not all of them, I'd say, like, kind of, like, half and half, but mainly more on, like, the other side of things. The closest people to me that I see all of the time and stuff, like, aren't people that I went to school with. Like, I have met later in life, and sometimes you do just instantly click when you, like, meet these other people, but it's just getting, like, harder and harder to do that and, like, meet new people unless you're in these, like, work environments or, like, you know, hobby environments, class environments, that type of thing. And somebody else said, the bitterness that creeps in late 20s when people are at different stages of life. God, the natural just urge to compare yourself to everyone around you is insane. And I did do a podcast on that, of just, you know, why it, again, the mid-20s, just, like, such a difficult and stressful time. Like, society puts so much pressure on the fact that we are meant to have it all together by, like, 25. And I am sort of starting to see a shift in that narrative, because I think a lot of people are realizing that that's not the case. And as a generation, I think we're all quite young at heart. I think maybe that's to do with, like, TikTok and, like, just social media in general, and, like, having other things to do. Like, our parents seemingly would have had it all together, like, at our age, because, number one, the prices of things were so, so fucking different, okay? It was much more, like, easier and affordable back then to do these things that seemingly mean that you've got your life together. There was no social media, so, you know, relationships tended to be more successful because, you know, they didn't have as much access to other people. There's no such thing as, like, fucking sliding into somebody else's DMs and, like, liking their Instagram pictures back then, which could cause conflict in relationships. And cheating is just so much more common these days, people breaking up all the time, so therefore people aren't getting married anymore. Like, it's just crazy. And yeah, it's so easy for people to feel, you know, jealous and bitter about how further progressed someone else is and compare themselves to that and just feel left behind. I think you get to a certain age and you just suddenly, like, something happens in your brain and you're just like, oh my God, time is running out. Oh my God, this person's there, this person's here. I feel really shit. I'm a failure. And all I can say, if you just heard me, like, say all of that and you're like, that's literally how you feel at the moment, go back and listen to my episode about feeling lost in your 20s and stuff, because hopefully, you know, I definitely go into a lot more detail and it might make you just feel a little bit more, like, ease at the situation. Like, society and comparing and all of that kind of stuff, it just eats you alive if you let it, and you can't let that happen. Like, there's so many success stories that happen later in life. And I think everything that is meant to be will be, and you just got to manifest what you want and like make it happen. And there's no age or time limit to do that. Somebody said quality over quantity. And I feel like in terms of friendships, absolutely. And I think that's why it makes sense. Like, you know, unless your parents have a massive social group, then that's fucking fabulous for them. But you sort of tend to see why people tend to just sort of stay like within their couples or just have like one or two friends, because, you know, it does come down to quality over quantity at the end of the day. Because when you're trying to please as well, like so many different people in your life, that can just be so draining. And unless you're fortunate enough to have like a massive group of friends and every single one of them you love, everything about them, you're super, super close. Like, I feel like that is just so rare these days. But I can't say like, and I'm so jealous of that, because I'm not even sure if I would be. Having so many people in your life to like think about and be considerate of and stuff, as selfish as it sounds, is really draining. And I say that, and then going back to what I was saying in the very beginning of this episode, therefore makes sense as to why maybe I'm not, you know, some people's priorities, because they have got other people in their lives. And I just need to, you know, remember that when these kind of situations present themselves. Because 9 times out of 10, there is never really any malicious intent behind it. I just obviously am in a position where it means more to me than it does to them. Again, a lot of you saying that friendships do just phase out and that's a part of life. It's just a really hard pill to swallow. Absolutely. And again, I'm going to say it again. Parting ways as friendships doesn't always equal beef. It literally just means you outgrew someone. And that doesn't necessarily mean there has to be bad blood or that's means like you hate each other and stuff. I think a lot of people get defensive if you sort of explain like the reason you're not friends with someone anymore is because you just outgrew them. Like in some way that makes you like, you know, on your high horse or something. And it's just like, no, like I'm just on a different path. And that's not even saying that mine's better than yours. It's just different, you know. And I think a lot of people get defensive about that. But someone said that sometimes you have to let go of old long-lasting friendships if they're no longer serving you. Absolutely. Although on another note, someone said that friends, soulmates are the elite. And I totally agree with that as well. I think when you do have like your best friends or like a best friend, it is just like so nice. And I can only imagine that's what it feels like when you've like actually meet like a soulmate of, I don't know, either opposite sex or same sex, whatever you're into, but like someone that you just like love in a romantic way and it'd be like a romantic soulmate. I bet that literally just sets you on fire, you know. And I am like a believer in soulmates. I'm sure there is someone out there for me that's literally perfect and therefore would be my soulmate if we were to ever meet. Like there must be, surely. This is a good one. And I feel like it's so true. Like how much you have to schedule in to see people. Like I swear I have to book in to see my friends so far in advance. Guess everyone is just busier and different priorities as you get older. I mean, that's so true. But I think a lot of people are in the same boat. But I think it's important if you are in a relationship to like, not that it's anyone's responsibility. Okay. I'm just saying like, if you're a good friend, I think it's just because I've been in this boat maybe for so long. I know that if I was in a relationship and I knew I had like a single friend, I would kind of like be checking in on them, especially if they're like my best friend. I would be checking in and just like making the time for them, because if I was like sat at home with like my boyfriend, I would just be thinking like, oh, I wonder what she's doing. Like, I just want to make sure that she's like okay and like not like feeling shit and like lonely and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I definitely feel like booking things in and like scheduling things, even though what I said at the beginning of the episode doesn't always go to plan, I feel like that just becomes so much more of a common thing as you get older. Like, I kind of love it. My calendar on my phone is literally my best friend. I would be absolutely nothing without my calendar. It honestly just keeps me in check. But a lot of you guys are saying like all of the same sort of same things about, you know, you really do just grow apart and that it's okay. Quality over quantity any day. Although someone said people block each other way too easily. kind of agree. I actually kind of agree. But I think that's because you just prioritize your own time, your own mental health as you get older. And you don't really sort of realize that that's even a thing when you're younger, like protecting your own peace. Like, I think a block when you're younger is so much more of a bigger deal than it is when you're older. Because like a block is just like, I'm just doing it to, you know, I don't have to see you, don't want to see you. Therefore, and I don't want you to speak to me, I'm going to block you. Whereas when you're younger, I feel like it was just to make such an impact. And then within like 2 days, you'd probably unblock. It was just like a spur of the moment, dramatic, big thing. You know, I feel like a block when you're older is like a block for life. Right. And on that note, I feel like I'm going to end this episode here. But feel free to send me in messages on the Rated R podcast DM. You know, any sort of advice or response to this episode. I always love going through them and reading them, just seeing what you guys had to say and like your feedback on it. If you want me to do more of these like self-therapy sessions, let me know. I would obviously be happy to do it. It's like kind of what this whole podcast was for, you know, just like my unfiltered thoughts and conversations. I mean, most of it's always been with myself, but I say this every week, I want to get more guests on. I just want to know and like make a really like good selection. I've been like working on it behind the scenes in terms of like the kind of people that I want to have on. But if you think and you liked like previously when I had more like psychologists on and, you know, relationship experts and that kind of thing, maybe I might see if there's like a friendship relationship expert out there that would be like good to talk about, because you guys sent in a lot about friendships and your feedback from my YouTube video when I spoke about it. Again, I had so much response of you guys feeling the same. So I feel like as much as me doing a self-therapy and event is like, can be good advice sometimes, obviously professional advice just gives a totally different take on it all. So let me know if that's something you would want to listen to or want to hear. But I love you guys. Make sure you review the podcast. Give it like 5 stars if you thought it was. No pressure, but it really helps me out. And yeah. I'll see you next Monday. I hope you guys have a fabulous week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.